Hello, good morning again from Italy, South Italy, little small where I am. Thanks if you are listening. I want simply to share something with you about terrorism. I want to share this because living hard and horrible times, living in misery right now, and when you receive injustice from society on your skin, you can understand better, and you can even have the temptation to justify those horrors, because I firmly believe that sorry if I go soon to the point, I have little time now to record, and even if you want to justify something so horrible almost. Because I'm firmly believe that even if obviously it's something so horrible, and even if it's due maybe to false teachings, to some beliefs, so whatever it is, I firmly believe it comes even from injustice in the world. That these people are poor people in the world and in history even. That at some point they are even recruited, sorry for my English, recruited, and at some point these people go against a society that is oppressing them, that we like this or not. You can justify as you want, but if you don't live poverty on your skin, you cannot understand. So I believe in Jesus, but even in the Bible, there are parts where God intervenes and erases some people that are oppressing his people, or by the way, other people. So you can get really confused, especially, I repeat, when you are living this on your skin. And so there is the temptation that I even prayed on in the past to punish people, and it's even biblical. When they don't help you, and you ask even them, it's war, you know? And the Jesus example of life and forgiveness put me again in the way of love. But what is love? That's my point before to close this message, even because I'm very hard to record. Love is what I believe in. Love is light for me. And just a few people know that. It's not just the true love that connects you with people. And for example, you can think of a person inside that airplane. Obviously, if you love her or him, love can stop those horrors if it's in the middle. I believe that so much, obviously. But the problem is, those people can be even your family, that for a reason or another, I have no time here to explain, can even do injustice on you, isolate you, discriminate you. Even your friends, even people that you love, they don't love you. So it's a matter of justice and injustice in life. It's very deep. But what I want to tell is about a greater love that so few people can find in life, because as Jesus says, that the way to life is really, really small, and a few can find it, but it's possible. Another thing that Jesus said is this. This is the sentence that is the heart of the message. This is the sentence that bring me again to stay near God and near the true great love that is different from our love. And the sentence is, Jesus says that is inevitable. I don't know the exact translation in English, so I try to do by myself. I'm sorry for this. You can check the gospel, you know. Sorry. So even so hard to record right now where I am. So Jesus says that these wars are inevitable, and this is just the beginning of troubles, of sorrows. Sorry. And says this sentence, it says, for the fact that iniquity will be so much spread, the love of many will become cold. Then he continues, but who persevere till the end shall be saved. So he says, to the fact of iniquity will be spread so much, the love of many will become cold. Will become cold. Love is great. Love is not just, it's even for your enemies. That's the point. Love is something very high. And this love will become cold. I reached this love, I lifted this love, I received this love when I was an enemy. I'm 35 years old, so I lived enough even in my faith that I experienced this love. And I want to say that there is the risk that this love, great love, high love, that is a light, and all that is beautiful inside of you, that is love in your life, is light, is peace, is not only comfort, but is hope, is believing the impossible, is enjoying the people of your life, is to work with pleasure, with satisfaction, is all that is the opposite of all that is evil and the bad, ugly in our lives. It's something that I have no time to explain, especially in the place where I am. But love is really great, and is something so pure, is something eternal, is something divine. So this love that is great, we all are called to have this love, to be saved one day. Because with this podcast, I want to share even a faith that is real and concrete, not only eternal, but even concrete, lie in this life. This great love that we all are called to have, to be saved, will become, and can become, and will become for many called. That's what our Lord says. So this made me think in my personal life, I'm talking now about myself, in my horrible situation and conditions, to obviously understand, I understand the reason why something so horrible can happen nowadays, but not justifying it. Just for the cause, at least, of the great love that I experience and I believe in my life. I want to choose for love that make even your life more beautiful. That's something honest that I say in a context when almost all, your fundamental human rights are denied even for all life. Imagine how many people have that. But we have to persevere in believing in love. I close this message, and I'm sorry for the conditions, and I want to say to all of you that you listen, and thank you. And really, each comment that you want to put and that I can read is very, very welcome. That you think about me, or you think the opposite of me, or you want to share some thoughts, I think is always constructive, and by the way, helps you and the others to understand our thinking, and with honesty and confrontation, really we can work together in respect and in love indeed to build a society on values, fundamental rights, and especially to try to find the solutions to each problems together. Because we believe, by the way, believers, that we have a Father in heaven, and we are here like in a school, said a person to me years ago, and we have just to learn. We have to learn respect, we have to learn love and many things, and especially to know Him, to one day be together in a place that is better of this, where will be not sorrow, pains, illness, people dying, and all this stuff. Thank you so much again.